శ్రీ శ్రీ ప్రపన్న జీవనామృతం లైఫ్ నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద సరెండర్డ్ సోల్స్ పాజిటివ్ అండ్ ప్రోగ్రెసివ్ ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ చాప్టర్ 2 శ్రీ శాస్త్ర వచనామృతం ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చురల్ వర్డ్ శృతి స్మృతి ఆది శాస్త్రేషు ప్రపత్తిర్ యన్ నిరూప్యతే తద్వుక్తం ద్వితీయాధ్యాయే శ్రీ శాస్త్ర వచనామృతే ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ This second chapter, Sri Shastra Vachanamritam, the nectar of scriptural word, describes surrender as corroborated in the revealed scriptures headed by the Vedas, Shruti, and the religious codes, Smriti. Prapattihi Shrutau Yo Brahmanam Vidadati Purvam Yo Brahma Vidyam Tasme Ga Palayati Smak Krishnaha Tamhi Devam ఆత్మవృతి ప్రకాశం ముముక్షుర్వై శరణం అముం వ్రజత్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ సరెండర్ ఇస్ ఫర్మ్లీ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ బై ద వేదాస్ వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ తాపన్యాం బ్రహ్మ సంహిత టీకా ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ హీ హూ క్రియేటెడ్ ది యూనివర్సల్ క్రియేటర్ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ దెన్ ఇంపార్టెడ్ టు బ్రహ్మ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మాన్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ హీ ఈస్ ద సెల్ఫ్ సేమ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హూ టెన్స్ ద కౌస్ or nourishes the Vedas. Ga means both cows and Vedas. Those desirous of liberation should surrender unto that Lord who reveals the innate function of the soul. Tadatmya yathartyam smritav Ahankritir makarasyan nakarastan nishedaka tasmatu namasakshetri svatantriyam pratisidhyate Bhagavat paratantrosav తదాయతాత్మజీవన తస్మాత్మసామర్థ్య విదం తజత్ సర్వం అశేషత ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ ద టాంజిబుల్ రియాలిటీ ఆఫ్ సరెండర్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్పౌండెడ్ ఇన్ ద స్టాండర్డ్ కోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలిజియన్ స్మృతి వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ పద్మ ఉత్తరకాండ ద సిలబుల్ మా మీన్స్ సెల్ఫ్ అసర్టింగ్ ఈగో ద మిస్కాన్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ కన్సిడరింగ్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ టు బి అ డూవర్ and the syllable na indicates its prevention. Thus, the act of offering obeisances, namaha, nullifies the offerer's independence. The soul is naturally subordinate to the Almighty, his intrinsic nature and innate function being servitude to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, all actions performed thinking, I am the doer, should be utterly abandoned. Ahankarad aprapatihi అహంకార నివృత్తానాం కేశవో నహి దూరగ అహంకార యుతానాం హి మధ్యే పర్వత రాశయః ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ ద ఓన్లీ అబ్స్టికల్ టు సరెండర్ ఇస్ సెల్ఫ్ అసర్టింగ్ ఈగో వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మ వైవర్త పురాణ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ కేశవ రిమైన్స్ ఇన్ ద కంపెనీ ఆఫ్ పర్సన్స్ హు ఆర్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ అ మండేన్ కాన్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ బట్ దేర్ అపియర్స్ టు బి ఎ గ్రేట్ మౌంటైన్ రేంజ్ between the self-asserting egotist and the Lord. Advaya jnanam anashritanam eva jagat darshanam yavat pratyaktvam idam atmana indriyartha maya balam bhagavato jana isha pashyat tavanna samsmritir asav pratisankramita vyarthapi dukkha nivaham vahati kriyartha Introduction. Persons who do not take shelter of the one without a second, the Supreme Lord, simply loiter in the world of birth and death. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.9.9 O Lord, soul of all souls, the conditioned soul sees this universe as separate from you and thinks it is meant for a sense enjoyment. But this is only a creation of your deluding potency, Maya. As long as the living being clings to such an illusory separate interest, he does not give up the miserable world of action and reaction, birth and death, despite its utter meaninglessness. Tan nityatvam tad abhave atmano vanchitatvat prapyapi durlabhataram manusyam vibhudepsitam yairashrito na govindasthiratma vanchitashiram Introduction. The unsurrendered soul is perpetually deceived, Thus, the state of surrender is eternal. Verse from Brahma Vaivarta Purana. A birth in the human species is so valuable that it is aspired for by the demigods. Those who, despite having taken such a birth, do not take shelter of the lotus feet of Govinda, they deceive themselves perpetually. Aprapannanam jivana vaifalyacha ashitin chaturaschaiva laksamstan jiva jatisu brahmyad bihi purushai prapya manusyam janma paryayat tad api affalatam yatam tesam atma bhimaninam varakanam anashritya govinda charanadvayam. Introduction. The utter futility of life without surrender. Verse from Brahma Vaivarta Purana. After wandering throughout 8.4 million species, the soul eventually takes a human birth. But that human birth is rendered worthless by those miserable fellows who are so proud of their bodies that they refuse to take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Govinda. Sarva dameshav api mukti datritvam sarva chara vivarjita shatadiyo vrataya jagatvanchaka dambhankriti pana paishuna para papantyaja nishtura yachanya dhanadhara putra nirata sarva damastapihi shri govinda pada ravinda sharana mukta bhavanti dvija. Introduction. Even the lowest of men are liberated by surrender. Verse from Narasimha Purana. O twice born, persons who are devoid of all virtuous practices, who are outcast, rogues, deceitful, audacious, egotistic, addicted to intoxicants, hot beds of sin, malicious, cruel natured, grossly infatuated with son, wife, wealth, etc. Even such extremely fallen persons are liberated by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Sri Govinda. Tannistasya nado gatihi paramartham ashesasya jagatam adi karanam sharanyam sharanam yato govindam navasiddhati. Introduction. A surrendered soul never falls down. Verse from Brihan Naradeya Purana. Sri Govinda is the origin of all the universes, the supreme truth, and the shelter of all. One who surrenders unto his lotus feet can never be cast asunder. Dukkha haratvam mano haratvancha sita priya hite nityam ya eva purusha rishabha rajam stava yadu shresto vaikunta purushottamaha ya eram samshayantiha bhaktya narayanam haram te tarantiha durgani nametrasti vicharana. Introduction. Surrender unto the Supreme Lord Hari vanquishes misery and charms the heart with the Lord's divine sweetness. Verse from Mahabharata Shanti Parva. O King, what more can I say? The foremost of the Yadu dynasty, the unassailable great personality who is full of goodwill for you and always your dear friend, he is none other than the Supreme Lord Narayana, Sri Hari. Those who devotedly take full refuge in him cross over this insurmountable ocean of material existence. Abhayamrita datritvancha yashanka chakrabjakaram hi sharanginam kagendra ketum varadam shriyapatim samashrayante bhavabhiti nashyanam tesham bayam nasti vimukti bhajam. Introduction. Completely vanquishing all fear, surrender bestows a life of eternal nectar. Verse by Vamana. The lord of the goddess of fortune bears a conch shell, disc, lotus flower and bow. He is the master of Garuda. He is the vanquisher of the fear of mundane existence. He is the bestower of all benedictions. No trace of apprehension remains for those who take refuge in him, since they qualify for positive immortality. Sarvartha sadhakatvam samsare smin mahagore mohanidra samakule ये हरम शरणम यांति ते कृतार्थ न संशयः. इंट्रोडक्शन. A surrendered soul is successful in all endeavors. Verse from Brahman Naradiya Purana. In the dense darkness of this material world, which is engulfed in ignorance and sleep, those who surrender unto the holy lotus feet of Lord Hari are successful in all their endeavors. Of this there is no doubt. Ajitendriyanam api shivadvatvam kim durapadanam tesam pumsam uddama chetasam er ashritastirtha padasharano vyasanatyayah. Introduction. By surrender, even persons of uncontrolled senses attain all good fortune. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:23-42. The lotus feet of Lord Hari vanquish material existence. By surrendering unto his lotus feet, nothing remains difficult to achieve, even for a person of agitated mind. Samsara klesha haritvam sharira manasa divya vayasa echa manasa bhautikascha katam klesha badheran hari samshrayam. Introduction. All worldly suffering is vanquished for the surrendered soul. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:22-37. O Vidura, how can a person who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Srihari be stricken with bodily and mental tribulation arising from the elements, other persons, or unfavorable astrological circumstances?
Sharanagatanam ayatna siddham eva param padam samashrita e padapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare bhavambudhi vatsa padam param padam 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 yad vipadam na tesam.
Introduction. The supreme abode of Lord Vishnu is effortlessly attainable for the surrendered souls. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:14-58. This ocean of material existence is as insignificant as the water in a cow's hoof print to those persons who have taken full refuge in the supreme shelter, the boat of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, whose glories are universally sung as purity's own self. Their destination is the Lord's supreme abode, never this mundane abode of calamities.
Sarvatma shritanam vivarta nivrtihi yesam sa eva bhagavan dayayad anantah sarvatmanashrita pado yadi nirvyalikam tadustaram ati taranti chadeva mayam naisam mamaham iti dhishva shrigala bhakshe.
Introduction. The illusion of bodily identification and mundane possessiveness is dispelled for the soul surrendered to the Lord in all respects. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 2:7-42. Due to their taking shelter of his lotus feet in all respects, those persons upon whom the infinite supreme Lord bestows his unreserved grace surpass the insurmountable illusory energy of the Lord. He does not favor those who ascribe the conceptions of eye and mind to this material body, which is food for jackals and hounds.
Tad upaksitanam dukkha pratikara shanika eva balasya neha sharanam pitarav narsimha nartasya chagadam udanvati majjato nauhu taptasya tad pratividirya ihan jasastas tavad vibhotanu bratam tvad upaksitanam.
Introduction. For persons devoid of a relationship with the Supreme Lord Hari, prevention of suffering cannot but be transitory. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 7:9-19. O Narasimha, O Almighty Lord, precautions and remedies are only short-lived when attempted by the suffering embodied souls who are not favored by you. Parents are not the guardians of the child, medicine is not the cure for the diseased, and a boat is not the savior of man drowning in the ocean.
அநாஸ்ருதானாம் அசத் அவக்ரஹாதேவ விவிதார்த்திஹி தாவத் பயம் திரவின தேக சுஹுரன் நிமித்தம் சோகஸ்பிரிஹா பரிபவோ விபுலஸ்ச லோப தாவன் மமேதி அசத் அவக்ரஹ ஆர்த்தி மூலம் யாவன் நதிங்கிரிம் அபயம் பிரபிரணித்து லோக. இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். The various tribulations of the unsurrendered souls are simply due to their obsession with the unreal. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.9.6. O Lord, as long as the people of the world do not take the safe and sound shelter of your lotus feet, they remain full of anxiety about their wealth, their bodies and their friends, overwhelmed with lamentation, hankering, obsession and intense greed. They cannot obtain relief from the suffering which is deeply rooted in their imaginary conceptions of I and mine. Paripurna kamo harir eva shrayanyonyad heyam avismatam tam paripurna kamam sveneva labena samam prashantam vinopasarpati aparam hi balisha shva langulena tititarthi sindum. Introduction. One should take refuge in the fully self-satisfied Supreme Lord Hari. The shelter of other gods yields a lamentably inferior result. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 6.9.22. Lord Krishna is perfectly replete in everything desirable, fully self-sufficient, poised and tranquil. Nothing can be astonishing for him. Only a fool disregards him to take shelter in any demigod whose propitiation may be prescribed for the accomplishment of worldly benefits. Such a person may be compared to one who seizes a dog's tail in order to cross the ocean. Harereva sarvodharitvam kirata hunandra pulinda pukkasha abira suhma yavana kashadaya yanya cha papa yad upashrayashraya Shudyanti Tasmai Prabhavishnave Namaha. Introduction. Only Sri Hari is capable of delivering the living being in all circumstances. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18. Persons such as those belonging to the races known as Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pukkasha, Abira, Suhuma, Kanka, Yavana and Kasha, nay, persons of each and every sinful birth are perfectly purified without a doubt by taking shelter of the devotees surrendered to Lord Vishnu, the Almighty. I do offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Hari charanashrita evasara grahinonyata karma yogadibir atmagatitvam atata ananda dugam padam bhojam hamsa shrayeran aravinda lochana சுக்கம்னு விஸ்வேஸ்வர யோக கர்மபஸ் தன் மாயாமி விஹதா ந மானினா. இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். ஒன்லி சரண்டர்ட் சோல்ஸ் கேன் ப்ராப்பர்லி டிஸ்டிங்விஷ் சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஃபார்ம். தோஸ் ஹூ டிஸ்ரிகார்ட் லார்ட் ஹரி டு சீக் ஹாப்பினஸ் ஆன் த எம்பிரிக்கல் பேத்ஸ் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் யோகா அண்ட் கர்மா ஆர் சிம்பிளி ஆன் அ சூசைடல் கோர்ஸ். வேர்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் 11.29.3. O Lotus-eyed One, the swans, topmost pure devotees, Paramahamsas, take refuge in your ecstasy-yielding lotus feet. O Universal Lord, those who do not accept the joy of the shelter of your lotus feet and pursue the paths of abstract liberation and mundane acquisition, such persons are devastated by a deluding potency. Sri Krishna Charana Sharanagate பரமசாத்யத்வம் ந நாகப்ரஸ்தம் நச்சசார்வபௌமம் ந பாரமேஸ்தியம் ந ரசாதிபத்தியம் ந யோகசித்திர் அபுனர்பவம் வா வாஞ்சந்தியத் பாதரஜப்ரபன்னா. இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். ஃபுல் ரெஃப்யூஜ் இன் த லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் அ சுப்ரீம் அப்ஜெக்டிவ். வேர்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் 10.16.37. தோஸ் சோல்ஸ் who have taken refuge in the dust of your lotus feet, have no desire to attain heaven. universal dominion, the post of Lord Brahma, sovereignty over the earth, yogic perfections, or liberation.
Hari prapannanam anya nistara samartyam atmaramanam api hari padaprapadascha yatpada samshrayasuta munaya prashamayana sadhya punanti upasprastha swarduni aponu sevaya.
Introduction. Souls surrendered unto the lotus feet of Lord Hari are competent to deliver others, and the fully self-satisfied souls also surrender to the Lord's lotus feet. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.15.
The slightest association with the supremely tranquil sages who have surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord purifies the people of the world, but the river Ganga purifies only those who bathe in it.
Shri Krishnaika Sharana Naiva Vidhi Kinkara Devarishi Bhutapta Nirnam Pitranam Na Kinkaro Nayam Rinicha Rajan Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Kato Mukundam Parihritya Karatam.
Introduction. Those souls who have exclusively surrendered unto Krishna are not subservient to scriptural injunctions and prohibitions. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.41.
O King, one who abandons all worldly obligations and wholeheartedly surrenders unto Mukunda, the exclusive shelter of all beings in every respect, such a person is no longer indebted to the demigods, sages, other life forms, friends and relatives, mankind and ancestors.
Tad anugrihita veda dharmatita eva yada yasyanu grhnati bhagavan atma bhavita sa jahati matam loke vedecha parinishtitam.
Introduction. The recipients of the Lord's mercy are transcendental to Vedic religiosity. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.29.45.
Because of the intense love of a surrendered soul, the Supreme Lord bestows His grace upon that devotee by ushering divine inspiration into his heart. Such a devotee then abandons the preoccupation with adhering to worldly obligations and Vedic religiosity.
Sri Krishna Swarupam Eva Paramashraya Padam Dashame Dashamam Laksyam Ashritashraya Vigraham Sri Krishnakyam Paramdama Jagaddama Namamitat.
Introduction. As the epitome of divine ecstasy, Rasa, the Supreme Lord's original form, Krishna, is the highest refuge.
Verse from Bhavarth Deepika, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.1.1.
In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna has been distinguished as the embodiment of shelter for the surrendered souls. I bow down unto that supreme refuge of the universe, who is known as Krishna.
Sriman Mahaprabhu Padashraya Mahatmyam Deyam Sada Paribhavagnam Abhista Doham Tirthaspadam Shiva Virinchinutam Sharanyam Vrithyartiham Pranatapala Bhavabdipotam Vande Mahapurusha Te Charanaravindam.
Introduction. The matchless, unsurpassable gift of surrender unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar, who enacts his pastimes as a great devotee.
Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.33.
O guardian of the surrendered, O great personality, the supreme personality of Godhead himself, who enacts his divine pastimes as a pure devotee, Mahabhagavat, you alone are the reality to be constantly meditated upon by the pure souls. You are the destroyer of the soul's illusion. You are the divine wish-fulfilling tree, the refuge of all devotees, worshipable by Shiva and Virinchi, Sadashiva in the form of Sri Advaita Acharya and Brahma in the form of Haridas Thakur. You are the shelter of all and everything, and you are the dispeller of your devotee's suffering, which originates in offences to the holy name, Nama Aparad,
you are the only boat for crossing the ocean of this material world of suffering.
I do worship your holy lotus feet.
Sri Chaitanya Charana Sharane Chideka Rasa Vilasa Labha Samsara Sindhu Tarane Hridayam Yadi Syat Sankirtanamrita Rase Ramate Manaschat Premam Budav Viharane Yadi Chitta Vritish Chaitanya Chandra Charane Sharanam Prayatu.
Introduction. The souls surrendered unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Deva bathe in the ocean of divine love. Verse from Chaitanya Chandramrita 8.93.
If you have a desire to cross the ocean of material existence, an aspiration to taste the ecstasy of the nectarian congregational chanting of the holy names Sankirtan, and a longing to sport in the ocean of divine love, then please surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Chandra.
Sadvida Sharanagati Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulya Vivarjanam Rakshis Yatiti Vishwaso Goprutve Varanam Tata Atma Nikshepa Karpanye Sadvida Sharanagati.
Introduction. 6 Divisions of Surrender. Verse from Vaishnava Tantra. Acceptance of the favorable, rejection of the unfavorable, the faith that he will surely protect me, embracing the Lord's guardianship, complete dependence on him, and the perceptions of one's utter helplessness without him. These 6 are the essential limbs of exclusive surrender to the Lord. Sharanagati.
Sacha kaya mano vakyehi sadhya tavasmati vadan vacha tateva manasa vidan tat sthanam ashritastanva modate sharanagata.
Introduction. Sharanagati should be practiced in thought, word and deed. Verse from Vaishnava Tantra.
By his power of speech, the surrendered soul declares, I am yours. In his thoughts, he knows the same, and in person, he takes refuge in the Lord's holy abode. In this way, the surrendered soul passes his life, his heart filled with joy.
Iti Shri Prapana Jivanamrite Sri Shastra Vachanamritam Nama Dvitiyodhyaya.
Thus ends the 2nd chapter, the nectar of scriptural word and life nectar of the surrendered souls, positive and progressive immortality.